Welcome to Sports 1140 HD.
Good morning, good morning.
I don't understand what the problem is here.
Put the top down.
Good morning.
Fair doesn't matter. It's stupid.
Welcome to the drive.
New morning, team.
Now shut up and back.
Attacking run-of-the-mill morning show
with Carmichael Dave.
But I've never played professional sports, so.
You're kidding.
You know what? Funny, I have.
Kenny Christensen.
He needs to shut his mouth.
Agreed. And Nate Goodyear.
I'm not a journalist. I'm a commentator.
Here we go.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
We on the mission.
Hold on tight. With Dave. With Katie and Nate. Katie and Nate.
I am not driving no minivan.
Good morning.
Broadcasting live from the Coors Light Studios.
Broadcasting live.
Why is this difficult?
Coors Light. With great beer comes great responsibility.
Get ready for the show of a lifetime.
Now. The Drive with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
On what a show it's going to be for you. Dave, Katie, and Nate. The Drive. Vroom, vroom. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. There's your Wednesday horse.
Wednesday horse is here. Just good.
Starting that tradition today.
I'm on board with Wednesday horse.
Wednesday horse means nothing. Means absolutely nothing.
I bet we need a camel sound on there.
No.
Never, ever.
Never. Ever going to happen.
Just
a lot.
Just because you two are men doesn't mean you get to make all the decisions here.
No,
just trust us on this one, please.
Please.
This is a sanity issue. And this is not a gender thing. It's not. Stop
always
making
about
this
gender
political.
With you, Nate.
Katie, if you see Nate agreeing with me on something so solidly and taking sides against you, then anytime anyone takes sides with me over you, you know it's like something crazy to be that way.
There's a reason that he develops a facial tic when you
thank
say
you.
Camel.
Yeah, Nate's leg starts like, kicking out. Yeah, it's, by the way, thanks to KNCI, our sister station, and Hagen Oaks, and everybody out at the golf course yesterday. The Golf and Guitars raised a lot of good money for charity. They put on a fantastic event.
If you had to choose one, would it be golf or guitars?
Oh, golf.
Okay.
Yeah, for me. Right. Yeah, golf. Well, all about guitars.
Probably so too, but you could get better at guitar and play it.
Sure. Yeah, that's true, but me, I'll just listen to people play guitar.
Being that you're married, like that kind of takes away all the motivation to be a musician.
Thank
right?
you. I'm just going to sit there.
That's all it is, the motivation to be a musician is to get
TLC. Yeah. Playing an instrument, playing sports, like these are things you pick up as about a 13-year-old because,
you're trying to get tail.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it never works.
Yeah.
But.
Do you know how to play any guitar at all?
I do.
See, I can
that's
absolutely
dangerous.
See you as blanket on the grass and the quad
that
guy.
That is not me.
Beard, guitar.
Okay, so he totally looks like, you know how Eric Church always wears the baseball cap and the sunglasses and he's got the beard and everything?
Is he all sexy and stuff?
Like, you're like the saying. Eric Church of sports talk radio.
That's not okay.
Is that good?
You're as sexy.
You know what?
He's got a
lot of female admirers.
He does.
Perfect.
We do a poll every day and there's a lot to get to, of course. We have last night's Eastern Conference Finals.
Got a nap in, right?
Also known
this
as a calf scrimmage.
I didn't even tune in. I went to golf and guitars,
hey.
So there you go.
We there was something called a draft lottery yesterday. Tons of surprises. That was great. Who would have thought
that
happened?
Thank you.
So we've got a lot to discuss there. Ben Gulliver's going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour to talk the NBA as well. Oklahoma City Warriors back on track. Hey, a lot of great sound today. You know, we're normally not an audio-centric show where it just plays a ton of sound clips, but my
other
goodness.
Other than your little soundboard there.
Well, yeah, that doesn't count at all. Hey, it's Wednesday.
Wednesday horse.
Wednesday horse. Michael Bennett had
so
some.
Stupid.
No, that's why I love it. It has no sense at all.
Pretty much the theme of our entire show.
Michael Bennett.
Stupid.
Got loose on Sam Bradford, and it's just fantastic. He's a great interview. Nolan Ryan had an opinion on the Rangers fight with Jose Bautista. Mm-hmm. Lenny Dykstra was on a radio show. Oh. Unfortunately, not ours. I'm trying to yammer at him on Twitter to come on, but he had thoughts on greenies, HGH, that kind of thing.
Were those thoughts, do you have any?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But hey, this isn't our poll, but I thought it's something I'd just throw at you. To get a little morning calisthenics of the brain here. The AA affiliate for the Mets are taking about, this is the Binghamton Mets. Anyone ever been to Binghamton? Anyone?
No.
I couldn't even
Isn't
tell you where
it was. Isn't there a university there?
Yeah, I believe
yes,
there is,
is.
Okay. As a matter of fact. They're taking a vote for a new nickname. This is a real poll with real names. Have you seen this name?
Nope.
And real votes.
Bet it's good.
number one, and if one jumps out at you, please feel free to cast your vote.
I'm just like preemptively saying that crowdsourcing is not ever a good thing.
I honestly could not disagree with you more. In this case, I think crowdsourcing is the only way to go and will present a phenomenal result. Just like, what was it, the English military boat that's now Bodie McBoatface? How could you do better than
it's
that?
It's good for us, yeah, as the fans and the people.
Let's see. Number one, and Jay, feel free to play along as well back there. I know you know baseball better than all of us here. The Binghamton Bullheads, a local inhabitant of the Susquehanna River. A bullhead's a bullhead catfish, guys. Mm. The bullhead displays a tough and resilient character such as the Binghamton community. Okay, so that's number one. It's not a big deal, right?
When I think of Binghamton, I think of resilience.
Right, so do I, and catfishing.
Right.
number two, the Binghamton Gobblers. Symbol of the rich hunting culture of the area, the Binghamton Gobbler honors the outdoorsman lifestyle and turkeys that call Binghamton their home. So, Katie, Binghamton Gobblers.
I like Binghamton Gobblers. You just kind of got to hope that that team doesn't suck.
Exactly. There's a lot of things there. I'm just leaving it alone.
My mind's broken.
Okay,
right now.
We got a few more.
We got to get past the Gobbler.
We got a few more. The the Binghamton.
Good job, Nate.
The Binghamton Rocking Horses. You see, guys, Binghamton. Here's the story behind this because there's a theme here. Binghamton is known as the carousel capital of the world.
Well, duh.
That's their theme.
Isn't that like is that the same thing as Neverland?
Something
Michael
like
Jackson's
that. Yes,
like...
but more less little boys.
Okay.
It celebrates.
Oh, it's more a little girl thing. Okay.
Yeah, whoa. Either way. They're also known as the Triple Cities. That sounds like something made up by the Chamber of Commerce. The Binghamton Rocking Horses celebrates the Triple Cities' rich history as the carousel capital of the world. So we have bullheads, gobblers, and rocking horses so far. wait for it and get ready, please.
Oh, good Lord.
The Binghamton Rumble Ponies.
Oh. Yes. Yes.
That sounds like something you get after bad Mexican.
I had a bad case of the Rumble Ponies.
Can we combine some of them and call them the Gobbling Rumble Ponies?
The Rumble Ponies.
The Rumble Ponies.
How freaking great is that?
The get Rumble, your Rumble Ponies gear.
A tribute to the Triple Cities Carousel Heritage. The Binghamton Rumble Ponies is a herd of fierce horses. That no carousel.
Yes, that sounds fierce.
That no carousel center pole can contain. Well, wouldn't it be the Rumble Horses?
Rumble Horse.
Oof. Or Rumble Stallions.
Fierce.
But the Rumble Stiltskins?
You always say you don't bet on the horses, you bet on the ponies.
Okay. And you think it sounds like a squishy tummy?
I think it sounds like a bad case of food poisoning.
The Binghamton Stud Muffins. I feel like they're trying too hard with this.
Got the copyright on that one, kids. Move on.
But here's their explanation. While tipping a cap to the players on the field, the Stud Muffin celebrates a collection of carousel horses belonging to Binghamtonians.
What?
Okay, well, points for...
So they're obsessed with fake horses there.
But what does Stud Muffin have to do with a carousel? What the hell is that? And Binghamtonian?
I
would have never gotten that.
We've been talking about this for three or four minutes, and I still don't even know what we're talking about.
Well, you got to listen, Katie. It's the AA affiliate of the Mets.
They're looking for
a new name and putting a poll out.
Dave, I still don't know what we're talking about.
And you think it has something to do with squishy tummy? And finally, I don't know why, but this name doesn't sound right to me. The final entry, the Binghamton Timber Jockeys. Combining the fun of minor league baseball with the rich carousel history of the Triple Cities, the Binghamton Timber Jockeys pays homage to everyone that rides the carousels. Wednesday horses.
Dude, they need to chill on the carousel. I mean, I'm glad that it ties in with the Wednesday horse.
Just because you're a Triple A team doesn't mean you. It's
double
it's,
A, Katie.
Double A, sorry. Yeah. It doesn't mean you have to have a name that everyone is going to make. It's kind of like our conversation earlier
well,
about
come like on. A river cat.
Or like the Mets.
You have to be careful naming your children. It's the same thing. Be careful naming your team.
We were just
the
talking
gobblers?
About that this
come
morning.
Come on now.
Yeah, okay. We can
the exit. Rumble ponies.
Here's your rumble. Choices. The bullheads, the gobblers, the rocking oh, horses.
I just like saying it.
The rumble ponies, the stud muffins, and the timber jockeys. Now, can we all agree?
The timber jockeys?
The timber jockeys.
Okay, but that has something to do with logging, doesn't it?
Combining the fun of minor league baseball with the rich carousel history of the Triple Cities, the Binghamton Timber Jockeys pays homage to everyone that rides a carousel.
Yeah, carousel horses are made out of wood.
Thanks.
How about none of them?
You like that?
Yeah. Seriously, Jake.
Start over.
Can we get a? Can we have like a write-in ballot here? Can we write in and be like, you guys are stupid. Let's go a completely different route.
Dependent candidate.
Yeah, independent candidate.
A sixth-party candidate. I brought this poll.
Hey, maybe
in.
Mark Cuban could help with that.
I feel like he would. You don't. I brought this in thinking it would be overwhelming that the Binghamton Rumble Ponies would win. That was my call at the beginning.
I kind of like stud muffins.
Really?
I kind of do.
Wow.
I mean, it's bold. You don't get a lot. Like, I mean, Rumble.
That's really, you know what? That's, I'm proud of you. That's nice of you to say on air. We support you always here at KHDK.
I mean, I do.
Stud muffins?
You like stud muffins?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're a haven.
We love you no matter what.
We're accepting group here, especially Katie.
The bullheads, the gobblers, the rocking horses, the rumble ponies, the stud muffins, and the timber jockeys. Now that makes you want to go out and get a jersey.
Timber jockeys sounds like underwear that make you itch.
I feel like their PR
or
department.
Like recyclable, compostable underwear.
Yeah, you're right.
Timber jockeys.
Yeah.
I feel like their PR department may be made up of a bunch of like sixth graders that are in some kind of like marketing class.
I mean, they're trying.
That's minor league baseball and hockey in general, right?
Jay says they're not trying hard enough.
This is not that much of a stretch to go from Binghamton Timber Jockeys to Nashville Predators, right? Not too big of a leap.
No, not really. I mean, we've discussed Nashville Predators. Not a huge fan of that. All right. I really thought Rumble Ponies, everyone's
you know
going to get really excited
that's
about
wrong,
that.
That's my vote because you never know what you're going to catch when you go to a double-A baseball game, when you go to the concession stand.
Yes, exactly.
Or behind the concession stand.
That might. We will take a break. When we come back,
penicillin is your friend.
We will talk NBA, Raptors, and Cavs, and so much more. It is The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. More of rock artists.
That sounds like the Rumbling Ponies theme song.
Rumbling Ponies. Doug Christie, by the way, weighed in on Twitter saying he's caught bullhead catfish before, and I quote Doug Christie, hell no. Not like, a fan of that name.
Like that's a crappy name.
From the 209, you can text us at 441140, talking about Binghamton, New York, which is always a great way to start out a radio show.
Especially in Sacramento.
Exactly. They keep referring to Binghamton as the Triple Cities. Why wouldn't they just call them the Tri-Cities? Yeah, I agree, because it's the East Coast. That's why. They do everything weird over there. I don't know how to explain that. I do know last night, though, or I should say yesterday afternoon, Kings fans, fingers crossed, voodoo dolls out, whatever you do. And the laughed draughtery was just about to say that. Yeah. Draft lottery is on.
The 8th pick goes to...
Spoiler, come on.
The Sacramento Kings.
Hey!
Is the draft lottery the most pointless thing ever?
I mean, not if we won it.
That'd no, be like, I mean,
wait, you mean
it,
the,
no,
televising, like, the televising
yeah,
of it?
Yeah, because you get everyone up there.
Well, it's already done. I mean,
exactly.
That's
like, and you have a representative from every team. Derrick Rose's, the look on his face when the Bulls got their pick, it was like, why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? And you know what? That was universal with everybody. Like, even Willie Cauley-Stein sitting there in the chair like,
okay. Did any of you guys watch, watch the, you did?
We watched the draft lottery. Let me preface this. This is always when...
At Hagen Oaks.
This is always how you know someone's going to rip somebody, and I'm not doing this, but it's going to sound like it. Let me just start by saying, I love Willie Cauley-Stein. I do.
And?
I love him so much.
But?
You're going and you're representing your team.
Yeah.
Karl Anthony Towns is sitting...
Hold on. Are you about to yell at a cloud here?
No.
Okay.
Kind of.
Okay. Proceed.
Karl Anthony Towns is like into it, engaged. He's wearing Flip Saunders' wedding ring around his neck, fresh off Rookie of the Year, like, bam. They get to Willie. I just want to know what happens because I don't know if it was Willie's fault, but they're panning to everyone. They're like, hey, right. Isaiah Thomas. He's like, yeah, well, hey.
My green tie and my Lucky Charms
right.
cereal here.
Hey, Karl Anthony Towns. Well, you know, emotional. I mean, it was a big deal. It was a big deal. And then they get to Willie. And it looks like Willie is playing Angry Birds on his phone. And then I'm not joking. And then all of a sudden, if you saw it, you know what I'm talking about. And then all of a sudden, he like looks up and kind of looks around. Now,
confusion.
I believe there's a 75% chance Willie knew exactly what he was doing. It was just having fun because that's his personality, where he's just like, oh, hey, you're looking at me? Okay, Willie Cauley-Stein. But there's also a strong chance that he literally was playing Angry Birds on his phone.
Well, it's a boring thing. What's the point?
Yeah, cheers to that.
I know.
Don't fake it, Willie. We want real people here in Sacramento.
You know, I don't know.
Phony-ass Karl Anthony Towns. You're just talking about how...
Hold on. Get out. Karl Anthony. Take that back. Karl
take
Anthony
it back
Towns
right now.
He's not phony. He's real.
He's a real boy.
You're just talking about how boring this guy was yesterday. And I was. Like,
he has the man crush.
Why can't Willie be as interesting as Karl Anthony Towns?
Willie Cauley-Stein.
Sign for the future.
I'm gonna see this on Twitter in about 5. Carmichael Dave throwing shade at Willie Cauley-Stein. No, I love
They'll
Willie.
Tag him in the tweet.
Here's
too.
The difference.
Yeah, and then tag
Here's
him. Like,
the
Willie.
Difference. It's the age difference between the two. Karl Anthony Towns is just excited about everything right now because he's too young to know that there's nothing to be excited about at the draft lottery. Willie goes in there like, you know what?
Dude, like
there's
everything.
Nothing to be excited about here.
They're both rookies.
The dude
is chilling.
Willie
played long. Yeah, Willie was in
what,
college
2
longer.
Years, 3 years older, 2
I
years
think
older.
Three, I think. But I think 3 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Whoa.
I'm not. I'm just saying it was there's a difference. And that's fine, like between
but
one engagement and the other engagement.
I think the only people that were excited there was Karl Anthony Towns because he didn't know better. And then the three guys that got to stand up there and potentially get the one pick.
And for the first time in NBA draft lottery history, everything went to chalk, by the way. The first time. And of course, it's going to happen when Philly, the Lakers, and the Celtics could go top three.
Yeah, come on.
And honestly, the most exciting thing about the draft lottery yesterday was that Dikembe Mutombo knew the results at like 10 a.m.
Yeah.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, yesterday, Dikembe sends out a tweet saying, congratulations, Philadelphia 76ers.
With a picture of him and Iverson.
Yes,
like,
in their Philly uniforms on getting the first pick of the draft. The problem is he set the tweet out like 10 a.m.
I know.
Everyone's like, what?
That doesn't look good because he works for the NBA.
No. Well, and here's the other part.
I think he and Magic don't know how the Twitter works.
Well, but that's you might be right. I'm not trying to call conspiracy theory here.
What?
But
that's your role.
I know. Well, I mean, he did know, obviously. But Dikembe Mutombo is not a stupid man.
No, he's
and, you
not.
You know, I mean, like, he's decorated from reputable post-high school institutions. He has degrees. Like, he is on paper, a smart person. So, like, this isn't just a dumb Dikembe no Twitter. This is not that. But, you know.
The explanation.
Probably knew there, Dave.
According to USA Today, excuse me. The explanation was that Dikembe, and here's the tweet. Congrats to the Sixers on grabbing the number one spot in the NBA draft. That's what he tweeted. Now, apparently he got an email, which Mutombo forwarded to USA Today, So I guess he did get an email, not apparently saying. As you know, tonight's the NBA draft lottery. We're all excited and hopeful we walk away with the number one overall pick. To help create excitement for the team, would it be possible for you, or whoever controls your account, which is so true, to post a congratulatory tweet in the event we do get the number one overall pick? I know you have ties to many teams, but none of which would be in the running for the one pick this year. So Mutombo said he was busy, didn't read the email carefully, and just wanted to be supportive, so he went ahead and posted the congratulations tweet. When he realized his mistake minutes later, he immediately took it down, saying, "Sorry, guys. Got excited about the Sixers' odds, got ahead of myself, still keeping my fingers crossed for tonight."
So here's one of the things you can say, because you can schedule tweets on your account,
yeah,
right? What if he wrote it, thought he was scheduling it for later, even though he didn't know, so he could go back in? You know what?
No,
forget it. There's
no explanation for this.
It's just stupidity. I was really trying for this, but you know what? He's too smart to be this stupid. Come on, Dikembe.
This is going to be a fun poll, because I think I know what the results are going to be, and I could be very,
conspiracy,
very wrong. Is the NBA draft lottery rigged?
Mm.
We'll put that up during the break. When we get back, we got to get into last night's game, but we're going to avoid it for a while because, hey, it's
the only time it's going to be relevant.
Yeah, exactly. There's that.
Just today.
And then now your Sacramento Kings have the 8 picks. So who the hell's out there and what do they do? We'll break all this down next. It's The Drive at Sports 1140 KHDK.
Your boyfriend don't like me. I can't blame him, but... Why you trying to be just like me?
I know I've worked with Jay long enough now, our producer.
I don't wanna be your man.
It's kind of like when you're in a marriage or something, you have the nonverbal communication. Like when I played that highlight, Jay gave me the eyebrow.
And then he immediately said in my ear, "I'm sorry for you, Katie."
But I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. That dude gave me the eyebrow, and I was like, all right, I'll let him finish his update.
Score!
Score! We had the Grand Slam sound ready to go, too. That's a fine win for the Oakland Athletics. I was on the phone with a very big A's fan at the time who was waiting for them to find a way to choke it away. And boy, did
you mean
that.
He was just a fan last night?
No, overall. Although
at the time of the walk-off, you were on the phone.
I was on the phone with him.
Gotcha.
He was a fan. Still is. He was talking about how they're going to screw it up because they were down. And I said, well, you know what? Madison Bumgarner's pitching a shutout right now. You could always switch. Always switch to being a Giants fan.
Over.
No. It's stupid. A's for life, bro.
Okay.
And then they hit the walk-off while he was on the phone. He freaked out. I was like, hey, don't you feel like a douchebag for wanting to switch teams 5 minutes ago, buddy? You can't do that. The Kings get the 8 pick in the draft. And now we get to start all the prognostications. We'll figure out what there always is. There's players right now that everyone's sure, oh, this guy's top notch.
This is the guy.
He's top five, bro. Next thing you know, he's picked 13th. It's the Justice Winslow factor where I was in love with him. I didn't think he'd slip to the Kings. If you'd asked me before the draft if Winslow was available for the Kings, I did call Willie Cauley-Stein. It was like the one time I've ever been right. But had you told me Winslow was going to be available, I would have come on the air and be like, dude, there's no way they do not freaking draft Justice Winslow, bro. And then, of course, he slips down to the bat, riling the Miami Heat, which I still don't understand how that happened, but maybe I just overvalue him. So now you're in a situation with the draft lottery where you're looking at the 8 spot and what's supposedly a 2-person draft. I probably shouldn't feel this way, but it reminds me a little bit of the Anthony Bennett draft, although I think there's better stuff up top.
No one's going to screw it up like that, right?
No. But that draft sucked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, it's a little too early for that. Let's talk in 5 years. But that draft was just horrific. And now you look right now. Number one question, do the Kings draft best player available or do they draft for need? Number two, we don't even know what the hell they need because we don't know what they're going to do.
I have a sneaky suspicion that they're going to need a guard. Point guard, shooting guard.
Oh, I guarantee you, regardless.
Breaking news.
Breaking, they're going to need a guard.
You make it the best player available.
I'm starting.
Period. I think that's just the soundest drafting procedure overall.
Even if it's a forward or a center.
Yeah, because the best thing you can have is assets. You know, I like both the guys they have, but if the best player you can get as a big. Look to make a trade, man.
But
I mean,
if you draft assets, I understand your point of view on that. But
so does
this is exactly what's going to happen. You draft the best player available and it's a forward or a center. You end up trading, right? 3 years down the line when this guy is coming into his own and maybe proving that he is a quality player in the NBA, then it's going to come back and be like, oh, the Kings screwed it up again. You know?
Sure, but I mean, that's better than like picking a guy that stinks just because you need a guard. You know, like you don't reach for a position of need just because it's a position
of need.
But
really, after the one and the two spot, everything is a crapshoot in this.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Take the best player available. If it's a guard, forward, whatever it is, because you don't know, like the other option might be a guy that can't play.
Well,
hell,
I
the
hope
only
not.
Option at eight might be a guy that can't play. We don't know. I'm looking at a mock draft right now for USA Today that's got Denzel Valentine going to the Kings.
And that's who I believe that.
And that's someone that they really like, apparently, too.
And that makes sense because, I mean, you guys mentioned a guard.
Right.
There's not been a lot of talk about Rajon Rondo this offseason.
No.
Which says something.
Dave Yeager almost didn't say, I don't know if he did say
he
a word
he didn't
about
mention
Rajon
Not only did he not say a word about Rondo,
he said
that Darren Collison has proved that he can be a starter in this league.
Boom. So
I've started to cool a lot on that.
Yeah, so
a lot on
you
that.
Mean on that idea or
I've
on
started
Rajon
to cool.
Rondo?
I'll tell you, I'm starting to move, and again, I shift back and forth. I'm starting to move away from Rondo. Coming back, I'm also starting to move towards, I don't know that it's out of the realm of possibility. If you'd asked me 2 weeks ago, I told you, I said, I could almost guarantee you Rudy Gay is going to get moved in the offseason. And I'm still leaning that way. But I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that Dave Yeager wants to reconnect with Rudy Gay. Rudy Gay wants to leave because Rudy Gay got screwed with the Michael Malone situation. He re-signed. And part
specifically
of the
to play for
Michael Malone.
And then, what, 2 weeks later?
Exactly. Just about, yeah. I think Yeager might be able to rekindle that fire. I'm still 70% sure Rudy Gay's gone, but I was 99% sure 2 weeks ago before Yeager got hired.
Here's the thing with Rajon Rondo. He had a great season, and he's absolutely going to get, you know, offers from people. And from what I'm reading, you know, little blurbs here and there, the Kings, you know, they might make him an offer, but they're not going to offer him big money. And with the contracts and the salary cap going up, he's probably going to demand a much higher salary than the $9 million that he made in just last season. But also you've got Seth Curry, who
right.
I think has intrigued a lot of teams around the league, and he's an unrestricted free agent in the sense that, yes, someone else can offer him, and will the Kings match it? So that leaves you seriously with Darren Collison. So if that's the case, and they know these things going in, which, of course, we don't know which way they're leaning at
sure.
this point. That's all, you know, behind closed doors. That leaves you with Darren Collison. That's, to me, maybe a reason why they take a guard in this draft.
I wouldn't have a problem necessarily if you're. It's not a perfect scenario, but if you went into next season with Collison and Curry as your point guards, and maybe you had a Rover
and
back
a draft
there,
pick,
and a draft pick, or again, I would be absolutely fine if there's a way for them. I think they would be a better team by packaging the pick and Rudy Gay somewhere for a bona fide starting two and starting Omri Caspi at the three. Then I think they would, having Rudy Gay and taking that pick and developing a player. I'm fully fine with that. I think their front court set with Willie Cauley-Stein, who I think should start next year, DeMarcus Cousins, Kosta Koufos, and I assume he'll be back as a big that backs that up. I'm completely fine with that. They have
Still
options.
Don't know about Quincy AC.
Don't know about AC.
If you were to, because the salaries may end up matching up by the time he gets a contract.
Oh, by the way, I'm sorry, and I think, and we've talked about this before. I apologize, but talking about next year. The thing, forget Rondo, forget Rudy Gay. Also, let's remember, if you believe everybody that you listen to, Ryan Anderson is all but assured to be a King next year. Ryan Anderson is damn near certainly going to be a King next year, if you believe what you hear.
If the salaries match up based on what you would have to offer him, would you do a sign and trade with Golden State for Harrison Barnes, Rudy Gay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I absolutely would. I don't think they would match up. I think with the cap going up.
You think that Barnes is going to get more than Rudy Gay's making this year?
Rudy's making, what, $11 million?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do.
You think he'll get that? Okay.
I think I do. He might.
It wouldn't surprise me. I just am, you know, trying to, because I've said for a while, and I know that this might be a fool's thing, but I think you got to take a swing. I'd throw the money at Harrison Barnes and force the Warriors to match.
I completely agree.
That's like
you.
One of the first things I would do if you can't get Mike Conley. But, you know, so beyond that, if you can't get him straight up and those kind of fall in there, is that something you discuss with the Warriors? Try, or, you know,
I think you absolutely make the offer. What are they going to do? Say no? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we tried. Abso-freaking-lutely you can. You know, you never know with Harrison Barnes. You've seen flashes of what he can do, but he's also.
He's what, 22, and he's basically.
Is he only 22?
He's 22 or 23.
Jesus.
He's a kid, man.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, he hasn't even touched his prime yet. And I think that he
hasn't
profiles
even touched
to
his
be,
potential yet.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll continue on the draft here for a little bit more. Excuse me, on the draft lottery when we get back. I'll tell you, he's 23 years old, JJ. That blows my mind that he's
that's
that
the
young.
Fun part, man.
Right, that's crazy. When we get back, I'll tell you why I was sitting there yesterday thinking we were two picks away from DeMarcus Cousins being traded yesterday, and I'll tell you exactly. It's not even one of my goofy teases. I really believed it to be true, and I'll tell you why next. Jerome and the King, Sports 1140 KHDK. Tonight. Watch the Sacramento Republic FC in the second round of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Bonnie Field, 7:30. Purchase tickets at sacrepublicfc.com. If you can't make the game, I'll be on the call with Jason Lockhart tonight. Pre-game, 7 o'clock. Kickoff at 7:30. So it came down to the final three in the draft lottery yesterday. They went to commercial break. And I turned to a buddy of mine I was watching the lottery with and said, you know, here's what I think is going to happen. I think if the Celtics get the one pick, they're gonna trade for DeMarcus Cousins. I have that feeling. And my thought process here is I start working stuff through because I think of everything, and I switch around like the wind. I truly believe the Kings don't want to trade DeMarcus. I do. I take Vlade at face value when he says not trade him this year. But I also believe that if you get bowled over with something, you listen. So I'm thinking with Boston, there's two teams out there right now, because I don't count Philly. I just don't. That I think could grab DeMarcus Cousins from the Kings. I don't want to say fairly easily, but I could see it happening. I really could.
Well, how bad did the Kings want Buddy Hield?
If you're Vlade Divac, and I can always lead this off with the not precursor. Disclaimer.
Preface.
Disclaimer. Yeah, biggest DeMarcus homer in the city, probably right here, Carmichael Dave. But if Danny Ainge calls up and says, "We're going to give you the 3 pick, we're going to give you a first rounder next year, and we're going to give you either Marcus Smart or Jay Crowder," you're probably listening, aren't you?
Yeah.
You might pull the trigger
when you say Jay Crowder. I'm in.
And I mean, I'm just thinking Smart or Crowder, or hell, I would even go as far as to say, although there's an injury issue, but or Avery Bradley in that. By the way,
yeah. I'd take that too. I'm just thinking if you're going to take that 3 spot,
sure.
If you are going to get Buddy Hield, you don't want to go load up on guards and draft a guard.
Very, very true.
But
very true.
Yeah, I'd listen to that. I mean, if you're just talking about, you do have to get a lot in return. I mean, if the essential return is DeMarcus Cousins for Buddy Hield, I love Buddy Hield, but I don't think he's that guy. I'd love to have him on my team, though.
But if you're going DeMarcus for Buddy Hield, Jay Crowder, and by the way, 3's, man, I feel like 3's high for Buddy Hield, but
probably, but I don't know.
Yeah. Sure.
I don't know who I'd be more comfortable with there.
And the team that also could grab him is the Lakers now with the number 2 pick. If Mitch Kupchak calls up Vlade Divac and says, "I'll give you the 2, D'Angelo Russell and Julius Randle."
Oh.
I'm definitely listening to that.
Listening? I'm doing that trade yesterday. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
You have to. When you have a player.
There's no way the Lakers would do that, would they? They can't be
okay,
that stupid.
Okay, here's my purple glasses Kings dumbass take on that. Okay, so you're getting rid of Julius Randle, but you're getting DeMarcus Cousins. So X that out. you get D'Angelo Russell here. Well, did he burn his way through the locker room? Do you not want to deal with him? Is he a 19-year-old head case and you're just done dealing with him? To the point where you grab a guy like DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, a 27-year-old head case.
Well, a 25-year-old, but then you also have him locked in for another year at $15 million, two more years at $15 million, which allows you to surround him.
When you have a player of DeMarcus Cousins caliber, and you can, there's several players in the league like this that are franchise players, star quality players, all stars, all of these things, his resume. You listen to every single offer because there is potentially going to be a team that throws everything at you because they want them that bad. And as much as you love DeMarcus, as much as Vlade seems to love DeMarcus, you have to do your job, your due diligence, and listen. You can't be like, nope, not trading him, not going to happen.
Right.
You have to listen to it no matter what, if it comes before the trade deadline, if it comes in the offseason. And there are teams that could potentially be that crazy and say, hey, I'm going to throw you a ton of assets. Now, do I think that the scenario here that you're mentioning with the Lakers in terms of Randall,
Russell and the number two.
And the number two is too much.
And by
for
the
DeMarcus,
way, the Kings are
I don't see them doing that. I think
the Lakers.
Yeah, I don't see the Lakers doing that.
I don't either.
But
I feel like something else would have to come
listen.
Back. Now, what about this? What if it was
it
Russell,
would be DeMarcus and somebody else?
What if it was Russell, Randall, and the two for DeMarcus and the eight? I mean,
oh, yeah, I forgot that.
There's room to move there, is what I'm saying.
Get out of here. Take that pick.
Number three, another first rounder next year, and either Marcus Smart, Avery Bradley, or Jay Crowder. Do you pull the trigger?
No.
Say that again.
No, I want one more guy that's in the NBA. I want to get
Bradley,
at least
Avery Bradley, Jay Crowder.
Either Bradley, Crowder, or Marcus Smart.
Okay.
Give me your pick and two guys that can play tomorrow.
The number three this year and first rounder next year.
Yes.
Yeah.
You listen to that. Because when you look at Crowder and Bradley, defensively great players, and then Avery Bradley can play both sides of the floor as a guard. And you need that.
And if he's healthy, he's locking people down.
This team desperately needs that. So, yeah, I would absolutely entertain that.
When you're a non-playoff team and you're mired in the garbage like we are, you listen to everything and you think about everything, and I'm sure that's something Vlade Divac is doing. I don't think anything's ever guaranteed.
The thing about the Lakers, too, is you have no idea what they could potentially do in that sense because they're in a rebuilding mode and they have great young talent, but at the same time, this is an organization that historically has been at the top of the league, not at the bottom. So how much time do they want to spend building and developing players, or do they want to accelerate the process a little bit?
And Kobe Bryant's gone.
Yep.
So you've got to figure out a way to put butts in the seats next year. And you look at the free agent list, they might be able to grab one or two, but you wonder if they're really holding on. I think they're really holding out for 2 years. They're going to go at Russell Westbrook, something like that. So I don't know. You go through these scenarios, you try to figure it out, whether or not you would or wouldn't do that. I came around completely on the whole, you can't trade him to the Lakers. So I used to be dead set against that. If they were going to trade, you can't trade him to the Lakers. Rival. My whole point is this. If you ever do trade DeMarcus Cousins, you're trading him because you're at your wit's end. So wouldn't you want to trade him to the Lakers? If your thought process is, he's never going to come around. Can't deal with
send, him. Yeah, it makes sense.
Let's just send him over to the Lakers. Yeah. I mean, it totally makes sense.
If he's that much of a cancer and a problem, then send your problem to a rival.
Yes. That being said, I fully believe DeMarcus Cousins will be a King next year, and I'm absolutely fine with that. We'll take a break. When we come back, we can wrap this up. 7 o'clock. There's some really cool facts out there about the NBA draft lottery history that Jay put on our desk as well. And we look at the number one picks throughout history. Also, by the way, we should probably look at the number eight picks throughout history as well to kind of give you some perspective there. We've also got the Eastern Conference playoffs and Western Conference playoffs to get to. It's a packed show. It's The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.